Yeah, the ironic thing is the boys all knew. We didn't know. And they didn't tell each other.
Yeah, they didn't want to each other to worry about them. But yeah, I don't know if they all knew about the same time or relatively the same time.
That they were all HIV positive, but didn't talk to each other about it.
Well, and yeah. You know, at first when you're HIV positive, you didn't know, you know, what the next steps were either. It was all so new. But then when you started seeing, you know, people dying of HIV and that's like I said, they didn't talk about it. And I think when Ernie died,
they had a netting in front of the coffin at the funeral home.
And the kneeler was far away from the coffin, where normally the kneeler is right by the coffin.
I walked in and I said, "What's that about?" And I was talking to his brother, Loris, and he says, I don't know. And I said, "Can I see the death certificate?" Because at that time, we knew Ernie had some problems with hepatitis, and I was like, why? I've never seen this before. And on his death certificate, it was hepatitis C, something else, and then HIV. And I still remember turning to Loris, and I said, "What's that all about?" And Loris goes, "I don't know."